Today's shir is Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, and we will begin with Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, Amed Beis, three lines from Dan. Our Gemara continues to discuss the halachas of the Matas Kuna of the Zroya Lachai and the Keva. And as we know, the halacha is that the Zroya Lachai and the Keva have to be given to a Kayin. Our Gemara begins now to discuss if one can fulfill this obligation by giving the matnas kahuna to a kahenis. And when we speak about a kahenis in the context of this Gemara, we refer to a woman who was born as a kahenis. That means her father was a kohen. And the discussion is, can one fulfill that this obligation by giving it to her? And as the Mefarshim point out, there's an interesting distinction here. Truma, we know, is only eaten by Kohanim. A Zor, a Yisrael, may never eat Truma. And the halacha is that a woman who's born as a Kohenis, once she's married to a Yisrael, certainly as long as she's married to a Yisrael, may not eat Truma. On the other hand, Zroi L'chai V'keiva, but on the other hand, if she's a Yisraelis who married a Kayin, then she may, as long as she's married to the Kayin, certainly eat of Truma. Zroi L'chai V'keiva do not have that restriction. As we've been learning, Zroi L'chai V'keiva may be eaten even by Yisraelim. And therefore, as the Mefarshim point out, because Truma and Zroi L'chai V'keiva have these very different rules, Zroi L'chai V'keiva may be eaten by everyone, Truma may be only eaten by Kahanim or their immediate family. So the Gemara, according to most Mefarshim, is not discussing Truma. By Truma, the halacha would certainly be they could only be given to the Kohen himself. However, Zroi L'chai V'keiva, since it could be eaten by everyone, the Gemara begins to discuss, can one fulfill the mitzvah of giving this by giving it to the Kohenis? Interesting also to note that the Mefarshim say that included in this question of the Gemara is regarding Maiserishin, that we know that Maiserishin goes to Levi, and included in our Gemara's question is, can Maiserishin be given to a Bas Levi, not just to a Levi himself? Says the Gemara, Ula habayav matanos l'kahanta. Ula would give the Zroi L'chai V'keiva to a woman who was born as a kahenis. Esrei Rava Ula asks Rava, we know when we learned Masechta Menachos, the halacha is that a regular kavan mincha, we take the kohen, takes off the kohenitz, burnt on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon is eaten by kahanim as kotche kotche. A carbon mincha, however, brought by a kohen, has to be completely burnt on the mizbeach. So the Braisa says, Michas kahanis nachelis. How do we treat the carbon mincha of a kahanis? Says the Braisa, we treat it like every other carbon mincha that's brought by Yisrael and it's eaten besides for the kohenitz. Mechas kohen ain't in the chalas. But the mech of a kohen, as we just explained, is not eaten. Ask the Gemara, the Amrit, if, as Ula is suggesting, is correct, the kohenis, kohen by filo kohenis. The kohenis is treated like a kohen. V'ksid, the halach ought to be as the halach is by a kohen, where the Torah says, v'kol mechas kohen, kol otia loy sa'achel. Why is the Mechas Kohenis not completely burnt? Amalei, to which Ula responded, Rebbe, he said to Rebbe, his Rebbe, Mitunach, from your very bundle, from where you wanted to bring a raya that a Kohen and a Kohenis should be treated the same way, I could prove to you that you're wrong. Why? Because when the Torah speaks about the Karim Mincha, the Torah specifically speaks about the Bnei Aharon. And the Torah says Zois Torah Sad Mincha, Hakrav Oisoi B'nei Aaron. So Aaron Ubanov, Ksum Parsha, the Torah specifically says that this halacha, how the Karban Mincha of a Kohen should be treated differently than the Karban Mincha of Yisrael, applies Aaron Ubanov strictly to male Kohanim. The Beir of Shmo, Tana, but is actually the opinion of the Beir of Shmo, that when we speak about the Matnas Kohuna, when we speak about the Zroi L'chaim V'keiva, the halacha actually is Kohen V'loi Kohenis. Why? Because Yilmet Sosim and Mefurish. The Torah, as we just said, teaches us by the Karban Mincha that it's only the Karban Mincha of a Kohen, not a Kohenis. Says the Beir of Shmo, that serves as a model L'chol HaTorah Kula, that it's Kohen V'loi Kohenis. The Beir of Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, he arrives to this halacha that the Matnas Kohuna may be given to Kohenis in a different approach. Kohen Vafil Kohenis, that a Kohenis may receive the Matnas Kohuna, because have a miyat achamiyat, they miyat achamiyat l'rabbis. Since the Torah, when it speaks about the Matnas Kohuna, uses the word Kohen twice, the Torah says Zeh Yir Mishpat HaKohanim, and then the Torah says Nosan LaKohen Hazroi L'Chaim V'Keva. So we know wherever we have a miyat achamiyat el l'rabbis, and it comes to teach us that even a kohenis may receive the matnas kohuna. But as Rekiva Eger explains this gemara, he says that our gemara is actually teaching us a very important concept. He says that our gemara is teaching us that there are three approaches to the kohenis. There's of course the Beir of Shmo that says that a kohenis is not entitled to matnas kohuna. But he says if you drill down and try to understand the opinion of Ula, and you try to understand the opinion of the Beir of Elazar ben Yaakov, you're not going to really reach the same conclusion. Because Ula teaches us that in all situations a kohenis is treated like a kohen, besides for a karban mincha. The Beir of Elazar ben Yaakov, on the other hand, teaches us that it's only by matnas kohuna where we have a miyut achamiyut, that's why the halacha is that a kohenis is entitled to matnas kohuna. So says Rav Akiva Eger, what will be the nafkamina? The nafkamina will be regarding pinyan haben. Is a kohenis entitled to get is a kohenis entitled to get, can we give the money of a pinyan haben to a kohenis? According to Ula, the halacha would be yes. According to the Beir of Elazar ben Yaakov, the halacha would be that it may not be given, because it's only by the Zroi L'chaim V'keiva that we have this special limud that even kohenis may receive the matnas kohuna. Interesting to note, as far as halacha l'maisa, so the Rashba already says that given that the question of a kohenis receiving matnas kohuna, we see here is a machlokes, so it shouldn't necessarily be given to a kohenis. However, he does say this much, he does feel is the halacha, that if a man is married to a kohenis and he has an animal, he doesn't have to give this royal l'chaim v'keiva. Because if we're learning in our Gemara that there's and we're going to continue learning it in a moment, that there's a strong reason to believe that he's even allowed to receive matnas kohuna, so even if one won't be comfortable or be concerned about giving him matnas kohuna, that much we can be comfortable with, that he doesn't have to give matnas kohuna from an animal that he slaughters. When we speak about opinion of Ben, however, the Rashba says that certainly a kohenis cannot receive the money from a pinyan haben, because he says that the Torah, when it speaks about the pinyan haben, says the words v'nasata kesef l'aron ulabonov. And Ula, who's the most lenient opinion in our Gemara, has agreed that whatever the Torah says l'aron ulabonov, it means dafka the bnei aron, and therefore he says that certainly when it comes to pinyan haben, a kohenis is not entitled to receive the pinyan haben money. The Chasam Sofer, interesting to note, Minig was to give Matnas Kahuna. We spoke about it at the beginning of the parak. We'll speak about it again. Even though he lived in Chutz Laretz, he would give Matnas Kahuna, and he would give it to a brother-in-law who was a Yisrael married to Kehenis. However, the Chasam Sofer does say that even though he's lenient as far as Matnas Kahuna and giving it to a person who's married to Kehenis, he would not be lenient when it comes to Pinyan Aben, that a Pinyan Aben should strictly be done with a Kohen and not with a Kehenis. Said the Gemara, Rav Kahana Ocha B'Shvil Ishtai. Rav Kahana was married to Yisraelis and would receive Matnas Kahuna because of his wife, who was a Kehenis. And so to Rav Papa Ocha B'Shvil Ishtai, and Rav Yemer Ocha B'Shvil Ishtai, and all these cases, they received Matnas Kahuna because they were married to a Kehenis. Although the Darkei Tshuva does seem to indicate that our Gemara is saying that the Yisrael was married to a Kehenis to receive the Matnas Kahuna himself, the Darkei Tshuva says the L'chatchila, the Matnas Kahuna, should be given directly to the Kehenis, and she'll then share it with her husband. The Mashal, in fact, says that not only is the halacha that one can give Matnas Kahuna to Kehenis, but he goes on to say, given as we have been learning, there is a specific issue, there's a specific point to give Matnas Kahuna to a Talmud Chacham, or we'll discuss that further again. So if you have two individuals, one is a Kohen, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, and then they have a Yisrael who's a Talmud Chacham, who's married to Kehenis, says the Mashal, it's preferable to give it to the Yisrael Talmud Chacham, who's married to Kehenis. But then there is a discussion in the Achronim, under what circumstances can it be given to the Yisrael who's married to the Kehenis. Some Achronim suggest that it can only be given to the Yisrael who's married to the Kehenis if his wife agrees. The wife agrees that if the husband can receive the Matnas Kahuna, one could directly deliver those Matnas Kahuna to the husband. But if the wife doesn't agree, they cannot be given directly to the husband. Other Achronim say that even if the wife is not in agreement that her husband should receive the Matnas Kahuna, the husband still receives it, based on the halacha of Kama Shekonsi Isha, Konabalo, and anything that therefore could be given directly to the husband, even if the wife is not satisfied with such an arrangement. Amar Ravina, so says Ravina, Amli Marema, Hilchas Kavasei the Rav, the halacha is like Rav, even though the Gemara already told us that the halacha is like Rav. The Rav said that we did not make Levim give Matnas Kahuna, but because there are new halachas that we're learning in this Gemara, the Gemara repeats that halacha. Hilchas Kavasei the Rav, Hilchas Kavasei the Rachizda, this too the Gemara already said in the previous year, that if somebody damaged Matnas Kahuna, there is no claim in the Torah. Now the Gemara also says, Hilchas Kavasei the Ula, that a Kehenis can receive the Matnas Kahuna. Hilchas Kavasei the Ravada Bar Hava, and the Lach is also like the Ravada Bar Hava, who says, Levi Yishiyol the Bena, Potem Mekam Yisloim. We know, as we just mentioned, that when a Bechor is born, one must do Pinyan HaBen. Says our Gemara, that the Halacha Pinyan HaBen only applied by Yisraelim, not by Kahanim. And that halacha is not only in a situation where the Kohanim, not only in a situation where the father is a Kohen, but even when the mother is a Kohenis, and not only when the mother is a Kohenis, but even when the mother is a Leviah, that means her father was a Levi, is there an exclusion from the halacha of Pinyan HaBen. A word of introduction before we begin the next Gemara. We've been speaking, and we'll continue Be'ezer Hashem to speak about the halacha of Zeroi L'chai V'keva. But the halacha of Zeroi L'chai V'keva is only by behemis, not by chayis. Furthermore, we've learned a subject of Choshen L'zera'av. that when we speak about animals, are we also, do we take in consideration the gender of the species of the father, or do we only take into consideration the species of the mother? And then there's another question: when the Torah speaks about a behemoth or a chaya, for the sake of our conversation, a behemoth, does it have to be a full-fledged behemoth? Or even if it's not a full-fledged behemoth, the same halacha would apply. The terminology used for that question is se, v'afilu mitzvah se, even if it's a partial behemoth, or se, v'loy mitzvah se, if it's not a full-fledged behemoth, then the halacha of behemoth would not apply. So Tana Rabbanan, Hazroi l'chaim v'keva, v'hagim v'klayim v'kod. Klayim means that if the two parents are both behemoths, just different type of behemoths, a sheep and a goat, for example, the halacha of Zroi L'chaim would apply, and a koi. A koi is where one mother, one parent is a behemoth, and one parent is a chaya. Says Rabbi Elazar Omer, Klayim haboy min ha'ezu min ha'rochel, chayim matanis. When both parents are behemoths, indeed there's a chiyuv of Zroi L'chaim v'keva. However, min ha'tayish or metzivya, where the father is a, when the father is a behemoth and the mother is a deer, patur min hatanis. Actually, the Rishonim explain as follows: that where the father is a behemoth and the mother is a chaya, everybody agrees that there's no chiyuv of matnas kuhuna. Why? Because perhaps ein choshishin lezera hav, and if ein choshishin lezera av, then we only look at the mother. And the mother is a chaya, and if the mother is a chaya, there's no chiyuv matnas kuhuna. The question comes up when the father is a chaya and the mother is a behemoth. So how do we look at it? Rabbanim will say that there is chiyuv matnas kuhuna, and Rabbanim and Rabbelez will say there isn't. And the Gemara analyzes this machlokes. Michti, kaimlam delinyan kisi adam matanis. We know that the chiyuv of kisi adam is only by oifis and chayas. The chiyuv of matanis is only by behemus. Lemishkachslo el b'tzvi aba otiyasha. When the father is a chaya and the mother is a behema. Obein l'rebeleza bein l'rabonan misapkele. They both have a question. Ichosh l'zerava ichosh. Do we take the father into consideration or not? And the other question that needs to be considered: b'sev afilu mitzvah sekumaskui. When the Torah says something applies to a behemoth, does it have to be a full-fledged behemoth or even a partial behemoth? Mar sava, the Rabbanan hold, seva fila mitzvah se. So let's think about this animal whose mother is a behemoth and his father is a chaya. It certainly is a partial behemoth, because we certainly take the mother into consideration, and the mother is a behemoth. But if we take the father into consideration, it's only a partial animal, because the father is a chaya. But the Rabbanan hold that even if it's only a partial behema, there's still a chiyuv of matnas kuhuna, and therefore you give zroi l'chayim v'keva. Umasava, whereas Rabbi Elazar holds, yes, the mother is a behema, but the father is a chaya. And if the father is a chaya, and we take him into consideration, it won't be, that the child will not be a full-fledged behemoth. And he holds seva filo mitzvah se lo yaminin. It has to be a full-fledged se in order to be chayiv in matnas kuhuna. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Elazar the Potter. Rav Elazar's opinion is understandable because he holds se kasav seva filo mitzvah se, and since the father here is a chaya, and since we may take him into consideration, and since, as we've been learning, Hamotz Mechaver Olav Araya, the Kohen cannot conclusively prove that we ought not to take the father into consideration, we have to be Machmer, and treat him, and we don't give Matnas Kuhuna. El Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Nei Nami the Kesav Seva Filo Mitzvah Seh. Even if we'll hold Seva Filo Mitzvah Seh, and therefore we take the mother into consideration. But perhaps we ought to take the father into consideration as well. And the father is a chaya. And if so, Pal Galishko, the Kohen should only be entitled to half the Matnas Kuna, Vida Palga, regarding the other half, Lemele, the person should be able to tell the Kohen, Aisarayi, then Choshen Lazarav, bring a ride that we could exclude, we could ignore the father, and therefore this animal is indeed a complete behemoth, Ushko. Why are you saying that the Kohen is entitled to entire Zroi L'chayiv Kefa? Or Rav Huna Bachia, my Chayiv Nami the Kamar, when we speak about Chayiv, it means Chayiv L'chatzim Atanas. It only means, indeed, he'll only get half the Zroi L'chayiv Kefa. Masa Rav Zeira, ask Rav Zeira, it says in the Mishnah, Koy, when we speak about this Koy, which is the animal that's born from a behemoth and a Chayiv, Yesh be drachm shalom le behema. In certain ways, it's treated like a behema. Yesh be drachm shalom le chaya. In certain ways, it's treated like a chaya. Yesh be drachm shalom le chaya le behema. And it's treated in some ways like a chaya and a behema. And the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzer. Chal by us chel behema. We have to be concerned that it's a behema. And the halacha is that chel of midaraisa is only also by behema, not by a chaya. Dom a chaya le chasos. On the other hand, and the chiv of kisi adam, we treat it like a chaya, and the chiv of kisi adam is only by chaya, not by behema. Drachim sheshavu lebehema lechaya, shodama begida, the dam is also whether it's a behema chaya. The gira mosh is also whether it's a behema chaya, the suka behema v'chaya. The chaya, and then the bright, the Mishnah continues mentioning the opinion of the chamim. The chaya is royal lechaya v'keva, the opinion of the chamim. Rav Elazar poita. Why? Because Rav Elazar says se. Flood mixes there. And since this may be not a full-fledged behemoth, there's no chiv as royal chayim keva. However, ask the Gemara, im Isa, if Rav Huna is Bechi is correct, that even the Rabbanan, when they say that there's a chiv by this koi of royal chayim keva, it only means half the royal chayim keva, chay b'chatzim etanus mivoylei. So the Mishnah ought to have said that's only chay b'chatzim etanus. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says Chai b'matanis. Answers the Gemara. Really, the Mishnah means, like according to Rabbanan, it's only Chayiv b'chatzim matanis. It's Ayi the Tana Chel b'vadama. When we speak about the Chel v'dam, the there loy misti chatzim chatzim. Indeed, the entire Chel is also because perhaps it's a behema. The entire blood is Chayiv b'kisui dam because indeed may be a Chaya. The loy misti chatzim. Here too, it doesn't say chatzi, even though it's only chayiv and chatzi is royal chayiv and keiva. So the Mefarshim indeed try to understand why are the chaylev and why the chaylev and the kisi adam different than the royal chayiv and keiva. Now regarding royal chayiv and keiva, we're saying that's only half the royal chayiv and keiva that are given, but when we speak about the dam. It's the, when we speak about the chaylev or the kisi adam, it's the entire. So I saw that the Chaim Brisker says a very nice explanation. He says when we speak about kisi, you know, the question that he's trying to address is perhaps that you should only have to do half the blood kisi adam. So Chaim Brisker explains when we speak about kisi adam, he says the kisi adam is not a din in the dam, it's a din in the shechita. That when you do shechita of a chaya, you have to do kisui hadam. And since this animal, there's a possibility, is indeed a chaya, since there's a real possibility that this animal is a chaya, that's why you have to do kisui hadam on the entire animal. But when, on the other hand, he says, when we speak about Zroi l'chayim v'keva, there he says, it's not a din in the kisui hadam. He says, the Zroi l'chayim v'keva is not a din in the shechita. He says, it's a din in the Zroi l'chayim v'keva that belong to the Kohen. And we're not sure if they entirely belong to the Kohen or don't entirely belong to the Kohen. And because since we're not quite certain if they do or don't entirely belong to the Kohen, we only have to give half the Zroi L'chayiv Keva to the Kohen. However, says the Gemara, Kiyasar Abdimi Amar Rav Yechlen, Kohen L'Rabbanan Chayiv Kul Matanis. The Kohen to Rabbanan who's saying that this animal, whose mother is a chaya, whose mother is a behemoth, and his father is a chaya, it's not half the matanis that have to be given, it's the entire matanis that have to be given. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, sure. The pasuk reads, Zeyim mishpat ha-kahanim, meis ha-am, meizoyv chay ha-zevach, im shor, im seh, v'nosun l'koyin ha-zroi v'l'chayim v'keiva. The Torah could have just said the word shor. Ma tam l'loim im shor. Why does the Torah use the word im shor? L'rabbis is a klayim. It comes to teach us that even by klayim, that both parents of a hema, there's a chayiv of zroi l'chayim v'keiva. The Torah could have just used the word seh. Ma tam l'loim im seh. What does the Torah mean by saying imsa? The rabbis is a koi. That if the koi, father chayim, mother behema, has a chi of matas kuna, so the rice of the Torah is teaching us there's a full-fledged chi of matas kuna, both on the koi, full-fledged. Ask the Rabbi Lezer, who has been teaching us that there is no chi of matas kuna in such a case, chay im lemuli, why will he teach us the word im comes to teach us? He teaches us mechvay le lechalik. The Torah says, im shor im seh. Had the Torah, says Rebbe Lezer, not said the word im, we would perhaps make an error in believing that the chiv of matas kun, the chiv of zroi l'chayim keva, only exists if one shechted both a shor and a seh. But that actually isn't true. The chiv of matas kuna is even if you shechted just one animal. So that's what the Torah had to say, im shor im seh. Rabbanan. Rabbanan who disagree with Chalik Menolahu, from where will they know indeed this halacha? Says the Gemara, not because they know from the word Me'es Zoif Chei Hazevach. The Torah could have just said Me'es Zoif. The Torah by saying Hazevach means even one animal alone has that din that there's a chiv of Matnas Kahuna. Rabbi Lezer, who already knows that din from Imshar Imser, Hai. My ace zoif chay hazevach my avodlei. Where does he know? What does he do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara. The baalei chederava. He needs it for what Rava teaches us, which the Gemara will speak about more soon on Amud Beis. The Rava hadin matabach. The halacha that the matnas kuna has to be delivered to the kohen is an obligation on the shayichet on the butcher. The Rabbanan, Mefarshim say, will be able to learn both halachas from this prosuk of Zoif Chei Hazavach. We have learned that a Bechor is not obligated in Zroi L'chaim V'keva. So says the Mishnah, Bechor Shnes Ara B'neya. When you had one Bechor, got mixed up with 100 other animals that are not Bechorim. Bezman Shemei Shechtim Skula, and you have 100 separate individuals shechting each animal, Pajim Skula, then there's no Chiv Azrael L'chayim V'keva. Why? Because every time the Kayin approaches you and says, you're shechting this animal, you're obligated to give me Matnas Kahuna, one can respond by saying that this animal is a Bechor. So each person tells the Kayin that the animal I'm working with is the animal that's a Bechor and has no Chiv of Matnas Kahuna. And as Tosfos points out, the Gemara, the Mishnah is referring to a situation where the animal is a Balmum. Because if it weren't a Balmum, then what am I shechting this animal? A Bechor that's not a Balmum belongs on the Mizbeach. And to continue understanding the Mishnah, a concept that we keep on referring to, because we keep, when we speak about Matnas Kuna, we always apply the concept of Hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haraya. So we always can say to the person who is to the kayin, prove to me that the animal that you're coming to claim from me that I should be giving is royal chayim v'keva is not the bechor. Otherwise, I'm exempt. Echad shechet is kula. But if there's one person shechting all of these animals, patron lo yechad. So on one animal, indeed, he'll be absolved. He always could say on one animal. And as the Rishonim say, he in fact could be the one to choose which is that one animal that shouldn't be Bechuyiv in Zroi L'chaim V'keva. But the rest, he'll have to give. Hashach L'chaim L'chaim V'kechavim,
and somebody shechs the animal on behalf of a kohen or perhaps a goy, potim and a matanis. He doesn't have to give matas kuna. The mishtatef imohem, if somebody has a partner, a goy or a akum, so he's part from matas kuna, the tzarech shirusha. He has to make some sort of a sign that everybody should know that the reason he's not giving matnas kahuna is because he has a partner, a goy or a kohen or a akum. V'mam chutz manatanus. If a kohen sells an animal to Yisrael and he says, "I'm selling to you," besides the matanus part. Potter Matanis, then Yisrael doesn't have to give the Matanis. Another din that we've already mentioned, Omer. If somebody says to a butcher, Mechali b'nei me'ar shapara, sell to me the innards of a para, v'hoi ben Matanis, and he bought the entire kishkis, and in the kishkis there is the kaver, nois m'kayim, he has to give the kaver to the kayim, but he can't go back to the butcher and say, I deserve a refund. Because when he bought it, he recognized that the kaver belongs to the kohen. However, if he bought it by weight, so let's say the entire innards weigh 10 pounds, and the kaver weighs 2 pounds, and he paid for 10 pounds. So now luck is nice from the kohen. He gives the kohen his portion of the kaver. And then he can go back to the butcher and deduct the amount that he paid for the kaver that he had to give to the kohen. Ask the Gemara back to the first case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that if there are 100 people, there's one bechor that got intermingled amongst all of the other animals. So in the kohen, as he approaches every individual could tell him, "I have the bechor. I don't have to give you anything." Ask the Gemara, but why is that so? For Mari, Yovaloi Kayim Mishnei Tzadim. When the kohen approaches him, the kohen should say to him as follows, Vilaymalay, E Bechor Kuli Dedehu. If this animal is a Bechor, so the entire animal belongs to me. The Bechor goes to a kohen. Vilav, and if you're going to claim it's not the Bechor, then Havli Matanasi. Then at least give me this royal kohen of Teva. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Oishia. The Borodei Koyin Machli Yisrael Mumay. The halacha we know by Bechor is as follows. We're going to learn the stuff of Bechor soon. The halacha by Bechor is that if the animal is fine, it's not a Balmum, it's brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon. But if the animal is a Balmum, the halacha is that the Koyin could use it, eat it regular. It does have certain restrictions, but it could be eaten like a regular animal. Included in that is that it could be sold to Yisrael. And that's exactly, says the Gemara, what happened in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it was sold to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael now goes to the Kohen and says to the Kohen, "I am exempt." The Yisrael says to the Kohen, "I bought this Bechor Balmum. And since it's a Bechor Balmum, it's, as we keep on repeating, there is no obligation for Matnas Kuhuna. And if there's no obligation for Matnas Kuhuna, that's why I say it's the Bechor animal. You can prove differently. Hamatz Bechavera Olav Haraya. We learned in the Mishnah, Hashach L'Koyin Olav G'chavim, but if somebody shechs on behalf of a Koyin or behalf of a Goy, Potem and Amatonis. For listening, ask the Mar, why did the Mishnah say a simpler din? The Mishnah should have said, Koyin Vayv Gechavim, Peturim Menatanis. Answers the Gemara, the Mishnah wants to teach us the Halacha, Zois Ameris, Hadinim Matabach. The obligation of delivering the Matnas Kuhuna is on the butcher. And as the Rishonim explained, we've discussed in the previous year the concept of Toilas Hanov, that the owner of an animal has the right to choose who is the person that will get the Matnas Kuhuna. Say to Rishonim, the Toilas Hanov belongs to the owner of the animal. The decision who should get the Matnas Kuhuna belongs to the owner of the animal. Our Gemara here is referring to the actual delivery.
The delivery of the animal is the obligation of the shochet.
Dorish Rava, the pasuk says, "V'zeh yir mishpat kahanim me'eis ha'am v'loy me'eis kahanim." Kahanim do not have to give makas kuna. Shoymer me'eis zayv chayazavech, have oimer a feel of tavach koyim b'mashma, which means that even though a koyim is exempt from matnas kuna, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, if a koyin shechts an animal on behalf of a Yisrael, then he's obligated to matnas kuna. And regarding this halacha, the Gemara begins with the following episode. Es bezichne der tavla kain hava. The owner of the inn where tavla stayed was a koyin. He was having problems with panosa. Also came to Rav Tavla. So he came to Rav Tavla for some advice. What could he perhaps do to support himself? Amalei, so Rav Tavla told him, Zil ishtata b'had atapak Yisrael. My advice to you is become a partner with a butcher who's a Yisrael. The Migi, the Mifter Mitanasa, given that you're a Kohen and you're exempt from Matnas Kahuna, Mishtati b'adoch, you're a good candidate, people are going to want to be your partner so they could get exempt from giving the matnas kuhuna. And he did so. He followed Rav Tavla's advice. And now the butcher slaughters an animal. Chai Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says this butcher who has this person as a partner is still chai to give matnas kuhuna. Amalei, Rav Tavla patron. Rav Tavla told us that we don't have to give matnas kuhuna because we have the Kohen as a partner. Amalei, Zil Apik, give the Matnas Kuhuna. For Rav Nachman, using very strong wording, says, V'loy, because if you won't, Nafkina Rav Tavla Munach. Two Pshatim Rashi suggests. One Pshat Rashi says is, I'm going to put Rav Tavla into Chayrim. Another Pshat that he says is, I'm going to disprove all of what Rav Tavla said. And mitunach means your ear. Everything that you heard from Rav Tavla will be disproven. Other Rav Tavla kamed Rav Nachman amalei. So this person goes back to Rav Tavla and says, "What kind of advice did you give us?" So Rav Tavla comes to Rav Nachman and he asks him, "My tama of a marhafi, why are you saying this? Isn't the kohen exempt from matnas kuhuna?" Amalei. Zitni Dorim Amru, Kohen Tabach, they have a Kohen as a Shoichet, Stein Mishal Shavosis, for 2 or 3 weeks, Potter Menatonis, he's indeed Potter Menatonis for the first 2 or 3 weeks, Bikan Ve'elech, if he's Shechting on behalf of Yisraelim, he's Chayv Menatonis. And therefore, this butcher who's Shechting on behalf of Yisraelim are obligated to give the matnas kuhuna. What's 2 or 3 weeks? So Tosfos says it's connected to the machlokes that we have throughout Shas. How much, what constitutes a chazaka? Either 2 or 3. So if you hold that 2 constitutes a chazaka, after 2 weeks, he's chayv the matnas kuhuna. If you hold 3 is a chazaka, so then he's chayv the matnas kuhuna after 3 weeks. Amalei. So he says, even you agree that you have 2 or 3 weeks. So why are you saying that immediately he has to give the matnas kuhuna as soon as he became a partner? Give him the 2 or 3 weeks. That only applies when there isn't an established store. I will hope here that there's an established store, and since there's an established store, therefore he has to immediately give the matnas kuhuna. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that since there's shechting on behalf of the Yisraelim, therefore he's mechuyev to give the matnas kuhuna when there's an established store immediately. Many Rishonim, and that chiv is a chiv deraisa. Many Rishonim, Tosfos and other Rishonim, have a difficulty with Rashi's approach to this Gemara, because they don't understand that if Rashi is saying the Minderaisa, when a Kohen is shechting on behalf of Yisrael, So what's the difference that we give them 2 or 3 weeks? What's the difference if there is a store? The halacha is that it should be usher, that immediately there should be a chiyuv of matnas kuna. And therefore they explain that, of course, midaraisa, if a kohen is a partner, even if he's shechting on behalf of Yisrael, there is no chiyuv of matnas kuna. It's midrabanon. In order that people should not try to avoid giving matnas kuna, they said this halacha that you should have to give matnas kuna midrabanon. However, only when the business is established can we be certain that the behemoth is being slaughtered on behalf of Yisrael, who will ultimately purchase the animal. But when the store isn't yet established, so then when the kohen is shechting, he recognizes that he may just take the meat home and eat it himself because he won't have a customer for it. Then the halacha is that you could keep it. But, continues the Gemara with this approach, when that's only if you're shechting in the privacy of your home. But if you're shechting in a store, if you have an open store, so then it's most likely that if you're shechting on behalf of Yisrael, you're going to have a Yisrael that's going to come and pick up the animal, because you have an open business for anybody to come into, and therefore the halacha then is immediately, when it's being geshochten on behalf of Yisrael, is there a chiyuv of matnas kuhuna. Amar Chisda, hay kahana doi matnas matanasa, the kohen that doesn't give matnas kuhuna, lehem v'shamta delkei Yisrael, should we put it to chayim. Amar Rabbah bar Shila, hani tefchid de kutso, these shoichtim in the city of Hutso, the butchers, kaim v'shamta Rav Chisda, ha'esem v'tat nishnin, were kept in chayim for 22 years. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what is the significance of 22 years that the Gemara says that they were in Cherem for 22 years? Ilema, the Sulam Shantinolei, if the point is that after 22 years they're not appointed to Cherem, says the Gemara, that isn't true. Vatanya, Medvar Mamurim, at what point, when did Chazal say that at a certain point we don't keep a person in Cherem, but Mitzvah Loisa say? That's only by a lav, because if the person continues doing the Aveira, there is no point in putting him to Cherem, because we see he doesn't care. Avo, the Mitzvah say, when we speak about Mitzvah say, where there's always a hope that at a certain point, the person will realize why he's doing this incorrect, and he'll start giving, and he'll start doing the Mitzvah say. Kigoyim, I really say, Sukhavein Oysa. Lulav ein oisa, tell them to make a sukkah, or a lulav, I say tzitzis ein oisa, makna oisa tzitzay tzinafshe. So Rashi points out, this is the Mefarshim on Medayik Rashi, that all of these cases are cases where a person doesn't really have great expense in doing the mitzvah. So a person that doesn't have great expense in doing a mitzvah, and he refuses to do it, that's when we put him to chayim. But when it's a question that maybe he's not doing the mitzvah because he can't afford to do the mitzvah, then we treat it differently. Furthermore, the Mefarshim would say that we only put him into Cherem in a situation where he has the chiyuv mitzvah. Let's say it's before Sukkos, then we don't put him into Cherem. It's only once Sukkos has come and he doesn't make a sukkah, that's when we have to punish him. And then there's a big machlokes rishonim, that when the Gemara says Achetetze nafshoy, what does the Gemara mean with Achetetze nafshoy? Does it mean ad for ad bechlau, that we do everything that's required, or it's ad v'loy ad bechlau? And I actually saw that the Mefarshim suggests that machlokes rishonim is based on the following question. When the Gemara here says that we do everything we need to do to get the person to do the mitzvah, and otherwise we put him to cherem or we give him makis, what is the purpose of the makis? Is the purpose of the makis as a punishment? And therefore, if the purpose of the makis are to serve a punishment, so makanai say, atchitei say nafshoi, if it means that he will expire, so be it. But if the purpose of this is just to get him to do the mitzvah, so there's no point in keep on to kill him. We won't have accomplished what we wanted. Our goal was to get him to just to do the mitzvah. But what do we see from here? That we continuously put him to chayim. So what's the 22 years? Says the Gemara, el dekatsin aloy b'loy esraisa. What we do is that we normally, before a person gets a punishment, we have to warn him. Here, we need not warn him. Kigai, Rava the Rava Kanasat Atma. Somebody, Rava took away the tire legs from a butcher who didn't give Matas Kuna. Nachman by Yitzchak, Kanas Klima, took away the garment from a butcher who did not give Matnas Kuhuna. The Ritva points out that even though the halacha we know throughout Shas is that we don't give knas and chutz laretz, a great bezdin, when they see the need, does. Furthermore, the Mefarshim point out that this Gemara seems to follow, we discussed at the beginning of our parak, is there a chi of a matnas kuhuna and chutz laretz? This incident took place in chutz laretz, and yet we see that they gave matnas kuhuna and chutz laretz, which is difficult because we said that the minig is like Rabbi Law, who says we don't give matnas kuhuna and chutz laretz. It must be that they felt that at least midrabbonon there is a chiyuv of matnas kuhuna in chutz laretz. We know the matnas kuhuna of zroya l'chayim v'keiva. Says the Gemara, zroya l'echad, one person could receive the leg, keiva l'echad, another person the keiva, l'chayim, the two cheeks, could be given to two kahanim, one the right cheek, one the left cheek. Any, says the Gemara, doesn't mean that we have to give the entire zroya to one kohen. The Yekasra of Yitzchak by Yosef Amar v'Marova, and at Yisroa, Palginel and Grom and Grom, they would divide up the bone. Answers the Gemara, Hasim b'Datura. Deer was a very large animal, and since it's a very large animal, the leg was very big and it was divided up. By a smaller animal, the zroya should not be divided up. And the Ratvaz seems to indicate that when you have a very small animal, then you should give the Zroya L'chaim V'keva all to one individual. And there's an interesting question based on this Gemara. Here we're saying that we could give the Zroya L'chaim V'keva, certainly by a larger animal, to different Kahanim. What about the five coins of a Pinyan Haben? Can we give the five coins to different Kahanim? The Chachmas Adam says that even L'chatchila said we could give the five coins to five different Kohanim. The Chassam Sofer says that no, all five coins L'chatchila should be given to one Kohen. Amar Rabba v'Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan, Os L'chum v'Hem Shlohum v'Matanasah. Until the Matnas Kuhuna are removed, one may not eat from the animal. Amar Rabba v'Bachanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody eats from a behemoth that matnas kuhuna will not be removed, just like eating from grain that the truma was not yet removed, that's devil. However, says the Gemara, the last hilchos kavasei, the halacha is actually that you may eat from an animal even though this royal chayim keva will not yet given to the kahanim. Amar Rav Chisda, matnas kuhuna, enin achalos elot tzoli. The matnas kuhuna should be eaten roasted. My tama, vein enach sel v'chadon, should be eaten with mustard as a real delicacy. My tam, omakra, v'mashcha, l'gedula, k'der shemachem oichlem, that eat it in a very prestigious way. However, the Rishonim already say, that Gemara doesn't mean specifically it has to be eaten tzli. If somebody doesn't like roasted meat, he likes the meat prepared in a different way, he can eat it that way. They do, however, say that if all types are equal to you, then you could eat it roasted. The Brisker Rav says, now we can understand why when we find that Yitzchak asked Esav to prepare for him carbon, to prepare for meat, he kept on saying, "Vaseli matamin kasher oev, make for me something that I enjoy." Yitzchak, Rivka, the great tzaddikim, are so worried how tasty the dinner will be. Yes, because it was a carbon. And the carbon should be eaten l'mashcha k'derech shemalachim oichlim. And the Mefarshim go on to explain why is that the halacha. They explain the halacha is that way because the kahanim, who are supposed to be our leaders, are now getting their food from us. That isn't a way that a person feels good about himself. So to show that they're not doing us a favor, they're doing us actually a favor, and we're being a kaim a mitzvah when they take our food, it's specifically given to them that they should eat it, kederach shemalachim eat it, that they are our malachim, they are our leaders. There's a question, and that's why the halacha, the Pesach to say, is that kabanas should only be eaten while sitting. In fact, the minig is that by opinion of Ben, the kohen sits. Why does the kohen sit? Again, to show his prestigious position. The question that comes up, what about a Yisrael who's eating a carbon? When a Yisrael gets to eat a carbon, does this halacha apply even when a Yisrael is eating a carbon, or does this halacha only apply to Kohanim? Given the explanation that we gave, that the Torah is anxious to show the important position of Kohanim, it may only be a din by Kohanim, not by Yisraelim. Similarly, the Mefarshim debate, is this strictly a halacha by Kabbonis? Will this halacha also apply when the Kohanim eat Truma, that they have to eat Kederach Shemalachim Eichon?